my favorite one is The Hole in the Ice. It starts with a series of individuals, I'm assuming Cornell students, but a series of individuals complaining down in Ithaca about the taste of the water in restaurants. At that time, Beebe Lake was part of the city's water supply. There were enough complaints about the smell and taste of the water that the city was contacted. I'm assuming the restaurant owners called and complained, and they sent an inspector out to check the reservoir. There was a large hole in the middle of the ice out on the lake. This is wintertime. And leading up to the hole, but not away from the hole, were very large tracks. Well, who do you get when you want to have tracks identified? Well, you go to the local resident mammalogist. That's Hamilton. And well, his office is right over there in Fernal Hall. So they went and got Bill Hamilton, and he walked out, and he measured, and he looked, and he put his hand down in the footprints, and then he announced that, the way I heard the story, I've heard it told with elephant, the way I heard it was, that's a rhinoceros. And these people figured, well, a rhinoceros came off the road, down through the little bit of woods there, down the bank, and out on the ice, and fell through the ice. And that's what's messing up the city water supply. Now, there's a little bit of a coda to that story, and that is, no one knows for sure that Hamilton perpetrated the joke, but it is said that in the back corner of his office was an umbrella's in it, but kind of like a basket, and it was in fact a rhinoceros leg hollowed out, you know, and dried, so that everybody then assumed that it was Hamilton that had done it. Now, I don't know if you can make an umbrella stand out of a rhinoceros leg, but I do know they do it out of elephant.